You are now listening to the Scrolls Podcast.
Niggas, the realest. This is for the block on myself. All my niggas holding the corners down. Hold down the spots. Get that paper, that ghetto cheese. Hustle music. It's like the devil keep on holding me down. At night,
I'm
a paranoid
from the survival scroll.
Friends ain't really friends. That's
cut that dude.
What it do? What the business is? I know it's been a minute, but I've been busy, y'all. I've been productive. I've been rapping. If you ain't heard my EP, Talking My Talk, you can go stream it now. It's on every platform you can imagine. But I kind of like to do my podcast like I did my music, which, you know, they tie in together great, because I can't just come on here and just talk to be talking about a bunch of random shit that don't mean nothing. Just like when I do my music, I might go 3 or 4 years without even writing something. But when I do, it's going to be that shit. And it's the same thing with this podcast. Like, I know I ain't did one since February, but I'm back and it's that shit. So this is the thing. Today I wanted to talk about, or the title of the episode, better yet, is Friends Ain't Really Friends. And this is like a kind of like a lifelong lesson that, and it's an ongoing lesson, you know, that I've been dealing with, you know, since I can remember. For anybody that doesn't know, well, I'll put it like this. It was like going back to square one, and it was like a revolving door with me dealing with friends. It's on two opposite ends of the spectrum, but it's still like one and the same. So to sum it up, growing up in the military, if you don't know, it involves a lot of moving around. It involves a lot of adjusting to different groups of people. And the unfortunate part about that is, growing up like that, it kind of robs you of your a piece of your childhood, which is having that group of friends that, you know, you can say, well, I've known this person since first grade, and we come up from the sandbox. And like, you don't really have that when you grow up with that lifestyle, because just as fast as you learn to know people and grow closer to them, you're on to the next group of friends. And it was like a double-edged sword, because I never really understood it, you know, being younger. But the older I got, I kind of used it to my advantage, because it allowed me the mindset to separate myself and put distance between me and people and not really feel anything about it. Because when you're forced to do it with people that you actually do like and people you do get close to, when you have to do it for people that wrong you or people that just do fuck ass shit, you don't really look at it. You don't look at it the same. It's like, shit, I've been doing this my whole life. I've been having to separate my entire life. So that's kind of where you fast forward to now. And I find myself getting into these situations with people that I've looked at as friends. I don't know how they looked at me, but I know how I viewed them. And I find certain shit happening a lot of times that I just can't let go. And the way I operate, I don't really see a point in explaining shit to grown-ass people. Because my theory is, people know when they're doing some bullshit. They just don't bank on you finding out, or you acting on it, or you saying something about it. And I'll give them that, because I don't really want to have a conversation with you about you being a fucked up ass adult. I'm gonna just get you from around me. That's my solution, because I know that's how it's going to end. I expect people, you know, I developed this expectation of people are gonna fuck up. Obviously nobody's perfect, but there's certain intentional shit that I'm not cool with, you know. And that's one of those things, is people treat me, my friends treat me a way that I wouldn't treat them. Like, just for an example, you know, I'm not gonna be too specific, because I don't want to, once again, I don't want to even direct any energy to people I don't deal with anymore. But just as an example, if you always call me. If I'm one of the first people you call to help you move, and I don't got no problem with that. Even if it's 4 in the morning, if I got to get up and come help you, that's just the type of person I am. But if you always call me for something, and the one time I need you for something, it's an excuse. You can't come through. Like, and I don't even ask for shit. That's why it's unfair a lot of times when you're the person people lean on, because the one or a couple times you need them is just, it's rarely reciprocated. So if it's like, if something, when I notice shit like that happens, I have zero patience for it. Cause it's like, no, we're not here to use people. But as friends, you know, it's good to have friends that are resourceful. I'll put it like that, because I'm resourceful. Like, I'm good for a whole bunch of shit. And the people around me know that, you know, everything from advice to like literally shit with my hands. Like, I can do a whole bunch of shit. So when I start to analyze people around me and I start to get the notion that is just super uneven, I start to really focus in on it and pay more attention. And what ends up happening is, like, I can see it a mile away. Like, this person is going to end up doing something that's going to make me put that distance between them. Because the only other option between putting that distance between you is me getting into it with you. And number one, I know a lot of people can't handle the way I'll cut into them when I'm mad. So to protect myself from doing something stupid and protect other people, I'll be done with shit. And I just, you know, I wash my hands with it. I found this way, I save my energy, I keep potential physical problems from happening. It's just a whole array of positive shit that comes with me just saying fuck them, fuck that, and fuck them. That's how I handle shit, and it works. And when I learn that's how that works the best for me, now it's like it should be on autopilot. And a lot of times my wife is the one that she has a different, we both have big hearts, but she thinks of doing certain things before I do. So when it comes to looking out for people, a lot of times I'd be like, hell nah, fuck that. But she'll be the person on the, it's like the angel and the devil on the shoulder. I always listen to the proverbial devil on the shoulder first. And I'm like, no, fuck that and fuck them, because I know what's going to end up happening and I just rather not even go down that road. And she'll be the proverbial angel on the other shoulder saying, well, you know, it's good to look out for people and it's good to do this. And I'll listen to her and it does feel good giving, and it does feel good looking out for people. But what doesn't feel good is when that coin is flipped, and I realize, like, oh, this motherfucker is either they take advantage, they unappreciative, or they just downright don't see when somebody's being genuine to them and looking out for them. And that's the part I don't like. That's the part where nowadays, the way I deal with people, I'd rather not go down that road with them. Like, I feel like it's no harm, no foul when I just don't do shit for people, because it blows up in my face. I'm not gonna blame them, because I expect people to fuck up, and I expect myself to handle it correctly when I see that. So I don't blame them, I blame me, because I always have that, my initial reaction, my initial thought is to just not do shit for people. And I don't know if that's insensitive, or I don't know what label to put on that. But at the end of the day, I have to protect my own. I have to protect my own mindset. I have to protect me. So if that's what it takes for me to maintain and get ahead every day, then I'm fine with doing that. You know, we're all grown. I don't owe nobody shit. I don't owe nobody nothing. And, you know, the pattern that I've been seeing over the years is some people, when people see you got your shit together, they use that. They look at you as an automatic crutch, because especially with niggas, a lot of niggas hang around other niggas that don't get shit done. They hang around niggas that can't do shit for them. But when it comes to needing somebody for something, the people that have their shit together are, you know, that's who they direct that shit to. I made a tweet last week and I said, you know, niggas I had niggas around me that were telling me to watch out for certain kinds of people, when in reality they were the niggas that I was supposed to be watching out for. You know, it sounds funny, and it's a crafty way to put it, but that's exactly what it was. And if I could be specific and explain those exact situations, it'd make perfect sense. But I don't think I even need to do that, because you listening, I'm pretty sure you've seen shit like that happen before. And if you haven't, then you got some more living to do. But yeah, I've had people tell me that, you know, watch out for this guy because he looks like a user. He looks like this. He looks like that. And then you turn around and do the same shit. You know what I'm saying? That, like, that's how life works. And like, to go back to, like I said before, growing up, you know, I was forced to separate. I was forced to distance. Now I look at it the same way. When people do certain shit, I'm forced to separate. I'm forced to distance. Only difference now is it doesn't bother me, and I literally don't care less. I almost feel like the less people I have around me, the better off I am, because that's less expectations. That's less disappointment. That's less everything. That's less everything. The people that I need to have around me, you know, they're here every day. I talk to him every day. I see him every day, even if it's not in person. Like, I'm keeping in touch with the people that actually matter. So, you know, that's where I want to leave it. Friends ain't really friends. There's nothing you can really do about it but protect yourself and protect those around you. And when people show you who they are, you know, that's the saying. When they show you who they are, believe them. Believe them the first time, because what's going to happen is you let it slide two or three times, and then by then, you know, you start looking crazy. So, yeah, man, that's that. It's been another episode of the Scrolls Podcast. I'll catch y'all in the next round. Peace out. And once again, if you haven't heard Talking My Talk, go look it up. Some fire shit. Six songs. All of them hard. They all hard. So, yeah, catch y'all in the next time. Peace.